Let's get into Colossians, Lord willing, this evening. We'll start the third chapter. And this really is a precious continuation of chapter 2, where we had left off in that 20 through 23rd verse, how we have died with Christ. We have been crucified with Him. And in that, as Christians, we are truly dead to this world. Some of us just haven't realized that, huh? We're fighting the good fight of faith, brothers and sisters. I believe the Lord has just been laying that more and more upon my heart. And that faith in His Word is sufficient for anything we're ever going to face. Anything we're ever going to face. I don't care if it's a marriage. I don't care if it's a drug, alcohol, a job, a person, your children. Faith in His Word. Faith in Christ Jesus. It's everything. He's all sufficiency. We are definitely complete in Him. If He be for us, what, who, or anything, there isn't that could be against us. So again, we are dead to the very rudiments of this world. And this world and these rudiments only distract us and hinder us as Christians living and claiming our heavenly home. So let's start here in that third chapter of Colossians, and we'll read the first four verses. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, and He is your life, no matter if you're living to Him or not, by the grace of God, that's the only life that you'll ever have. That's the only life anyone will ever have. As I was, again, looking at that man today on that hospital bed, I thought to myself, there was a life that didn't live for anything of God, but yet it had life because it accepted His Son. That is life. Who is our life shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. And I can't wait till that day by His grace. Now we have the key here to this reckoning dead. We are risen with Him. Ephesians 2:6 says that we are seated together with Him in the heavens. You know, we talk about these things, and I was thinking again about the Word of God today. So many people, so many Sundays, so many whatever days they are, they're going to meet and they're going to read this Word of God. And I appreciate however Christ is preached. But there comes a time when these words and these stories have to become real to us. I mean, they have to become real by the grace of God for us to really enter in. This isn't just a story about Noah or Moses or Jacob or Ruth or Esther or anything like that. It's living. It's alive right now. See, people will read this and, as we say, I accidentally said the cemetery, but the seminaries. And they'll read these things as words. They'll read them as stories. They'll read them as trying to get a moral or a plot or a thought out of this. And I'm sure that you can read it that way. Thank God by His grace that we're going after spiritual understanding. It's alive. It's not just a point. It's life. And it's life for us. And when we can enter into that kind of a relationship with Christ, it's a wonderful thing. That's when you can get excited about Jesus. That's when you truly can get excited about your life that's here, that's living for Him, and someday by His grace to appear with Him in glory. What a wonder. But this, hallelujah, is where we are with Christ. As He says, right now, are we the sons of God? Turn with me to 1 John chapter 3. That's 1 John chapter 3, and we'll read verses 2 and 3. What I just quoted. Beloved, now, not someday, not we will be, it is right now. If you're a Christian here today, you're a son of God. That gives me hope. A lot of the things that I'll trek through in this old world through a day, and a lot of the things that come across my mind, a lot of the battles that the Lord has me face, and some of them I probably pick on my own, I'm still now a son of God. And I can rest in that. And I appreciate resting in the Word of God with brothers and sisters of like faith. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Now I hope by the grace of God we get some glimpse of what we shall be. That's what we're after here, is to be Christ-like. But it doesn't really appear what we're going to be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifies himself even as He is pure. So again, now are we the sons of God. Now are we the new creation. Yet we are still in this old body. But this is what we're doing by the grace of God, is fighting the good fight of faith. And by His grace, we don't realize what value and what profit that we're coming into this evening in sharing the Word of God. We are building faith. You are building faith at this moment. It's impossible to please God without faith. You know, you think about people again in their piousness, in their self-righteousness. They're always out to please, to show how good I am. Even our country, in a sense, we're going to help the world. I'm not trying to get political on you, but we're going to do these good things. I appreciate, I do, don't get me wrong, as being a godly nation, when we are godly. It's getting a little bit more seldom all the time. But it's all after goodness. You can't open up the papers anymore and, you know, this is given to that charity and look at me and I gave this money to that. It's faith that pleases God. I hope that we really understand that it's faith that pleases God. Now, faith in God may cause us to do things like that. It may cause us, by His grace, and it should, to cause us to look upon the need of our brother or sister in Christ that are in need. Huh? What do you think about that? I believe that. I believe that as faith works in me, loving kindness will flow out of my life. But it's stuff that magnifies the Lord, not that magnifies me. And I could give everything that I have to the poor. I could have faith to move mountains. I could speak with the tongues of men and angels. But if I don't have love, and a lot of people miss that. They talk about, well, this love. It's the love of Christ. Read Ephesians, what's that it's talking about there. The only love that there is the love in Jesus Christ. Human beings can have a feeling. They may be able to bump through life and have a great feeling and attraction towards someone. But they don't share love unless you're sharing Jesus Christ. I'm just telling you. Because that's going to end. It is going to end. And it's going to be tried. And by the grace of God, when we submit to Him, that is true love that we can have. So we know, hallelujah, that we are going to be clothed and arrayed in a body just like His. We are just waiting. But this is the encouragement here that we read here in John, is to purify. And to purify in what? The heavenly. And this is the Word, this wonderful Bible, is the heavenly. It opens up all the secrets, doesn't it? Hallelujah. I appreciate it. This Lord just bringing up that veil. The wonders of His love, our title deed, our inheritance. I was visiting with another man today that's known me for quite some time. And I hadn't seen him for a few years. And he said to me, well, you're still in the banking business. And I said, oh no, kind of changed there. And I've got a different bank account I'm working on, huh? But by the grace of God, I explained to him, I said, those 18 years that I was in the banking business, I believe I was banking for the things of God too. See, He had me in that place. And if you're in the place that God has you, that's the place you want to be. It's the place you want to be. So few people will ever take the place that God wants them to be. See, we're always thinking of something else. And we're going to talk about even more tonight, living the things above. Seeking the things that are above. And that's His will. His will be done in our life. Not my will, but His will. But as I was speaking to him, it came about. Can you imagine? I told him that the Lord had called me to be a pastor of a church. And here I am going on my one-year anniversary with Him. And praise God for that. And it's been a wonderful time. But, he said, well, that's what kind of church? And he says, is it a denomination church? I said, no, we're non-denominational. He says, oh, well, we're non-denominational too, where I go to church. And I said, well, that's wonderful that you go to church there. And he got to saying how, it's really multi-denominational. We have, you know, Catholics and Jews, and we have all of this kind of thing. And I said, and I kind of looked at him, and he saw me. He says, but we're Christians. And so I looked at him and I said, what is a Christian? And he looked at me and he kind of stopped. This very intelligent man, I won't tell you who he is, some of you might know. But he kind of said, well, you know, the goodness and all this. And I said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's a Christian church. Jesus Christ is the faith. Jesus Christ is the way. Jesus Christ is the life. Oh yeah, we're that. I don't think he was going to argue at that time, but praise God. And I believe he knows the Lord is his Savior and all. But we want everyone to come here too. But you're going to hear by his grace that it's in Jesus. Everything that you ask, everything that you say, everything that has been given and done is in the name of Jesus. It's very clear. Well, we're a Bible-based church. Well, where is that in your church? You're not Bible-based if that's not coming out. It's very, very clear. And praise God that he has caused us to want that in this place. But see, the inheritance has already been given to us by his grace, and we are a son. And we are encouraged to right now live this life. And Christ is there sitting on the right hand of God. Now in John 14:12, and I'll just say that verse to you there, and many of you know it. He says, greater things than I do, than I have done, that ye shall do. And why? Because he arose. He went on high. He ascended. And in his ascension, I have ascended with him. I was thinking about that and how precious it is to my life. At that time, nobody really, in a sense, had been, it's very true, up seated in the heavens in Christ Jesus until he took captivity and led it captive. Isn't that beautiful? He rose and went on high. Oh, for me, for you, it's so personal to seat you in the heavens in Christ Jesus as a son of God right now. That's power. That's awesome power. I'm just telling you, by his grace and the reality of it, when we see it and we live it and we know that that is truly our citizenship here now upon this earth to live those heavenly things. That's when, by his grace, he can get something done in my life. What about yours, huh? Yeah. It's a wonderful thing to know that God's working in your life. It's a beautiful thing that you know that God is calling you into things. And the thing that he's calling you into, the most important thing is that courtship and love with him. So now it goes on and it says, by the grace of God, to set our affections on these things above. To live the life of this other world. As we talked about even on Sunday, there's two realms that we can live in. We can live in the elements, the rudiments of this world, or we can live in the realm of spiritual. I'm either going to serve my flesh or I'm going to serve God by the grace of God. And that's it. It's either God or mammon. It's a very, very simple thing. People, myself, we keep hitting our heads against it, don't we? We do. Well, I've come this far, God. God wants you, by his grace, he wants full knowledge in your life. The full knowledge of his great grace and his Son that can take us into the riches and the glory right now with his wondrous Son, Jesus Christ, that he is calling us into. What a privilege. What a privilege. So again, if we can, by the grace of God, yield to that, he brings down glory into our daily life, into everything, letting heaven reign in our life. That's when we are truly living power, and that is living heavenly, when Christ is truly our life. Yet how many of us really live that? I'm telling you. How many Christians really live that? Most Christians don't even understand this power because they don't have faith. And the only reason that they don't have faith is because they don't get into the Word of God. You get into the Word of God, you'll get this faith. You'll get into the Word of God, you'll get saved if you'll believe it. You get into the Word of God and you'll realize that to understand all the things in the Word of God, to begin to understand all of them, you're going to need the Holy Spirit in your life. You're going to need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You're going to have that empowerment of the instructor who can take the things of Christ and make them ours. Isn't that a beautiful thing? That's what Christian means, to be Christ-like. How am I ever going to be Christ-like if he's never going to take the things of his and give them to me? Huh? If I didn't grow up around my mom and dad, I wouldn't be very much like them, would I? I grew up in my home. By His grace, I hope to be a part of a shining light that is similar to what my mom and dad lived for. And that was really Christ Jesus, by His grace. But you'll see certain traits in me that were like my dad. Ask my mom. Some of them, we got to work on there. But you'll see certain traits like mom too. There's a balance there. But it's because I resided, I lived in that realm. I lived in that environment. Are we going to live in the environment of God? Are we going to live in the realm of the Word of God? Are we going to align ourselves, as we talked about again on Sunday, by the grace of God, completely into the things of God, completely according to this Scripture? Now remember, a lot of people will say, well, that's a pretty big mandate for us. That's the mandate of God. He said, I would have all men to be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. What does that mean to you? I don't think it could mean anything else to me. He wants every single person. Now let's talk about the people in this meeting. Let's talk about the people that are here tonight. He wants us to enter into that. He's given us that message. He's given us by His grace to see, to have a vision to that glorious gospel. That's the gospel of the glory that He can work in our life. Praise God. Christ in us, alive, living. That's wondrous reality. As a Christian, we died to this world. And we couldn't even go back even if we wanted to. But living to this old world, we're living a lie. Living to this old world, we're really living in denial of who and what we really are. If we will wake up and realize the benefit of seeking the everlasting, seeking the things above, that's when we will truly live wealth. You talk about living prosperity, that's prosperity. Prosperity is knowing to submit to God, to humble ourselves before the Lord, to accept His testings in our life, to accept by grace without murmuring. Truly, without murmuring, Lord, this is the path, this is what You've put me in. I'm trusting You for it. It could be a mighty hot furnace. He might re-deliver you back into that hot furnace after He's taken you out. He might allow you to be back in it. It might be the same situation again. And Lord willing, on Sunday, we're going to talk about a man in the Bible that was put right back in that same situation. And it's called long-suffering. It's the only way you're ever going to rule and reign with Him. It's the only way. It is it. If you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. You're an heir of God as a child of God. But I want to rule and reign. Not in a sense of ruling and reign for power in myself. That's not it. But I want to rule and reign with Him because I love Him. And this is what He is inviting His children into, is joint heirship with Jesus Christ. He doesn't want us to stop short of anything but His best. His best. And it's going to go so quickly. Again, as I saw that man tonight, I was thinking, man, I've known that guy for 30 years. 30 years, him laying there dying. It goes so fast. I remember as a young man knowing him. And I was thinking, in 30 years is but a vapor. I'll be about that age. Now, I hope Jesus don't tarry that long. I really don't. I hope to see Him. There's a vision. There's a sparkle in the eyes. I could even see it in your mama, and you can see it there too as she's laying there. There's a sparkle in the eyes. There's hope. See, there was a man that had all the hope today, but he didn't even realize his hope. He didn't realize that for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Great gain. Can't even imagine. It'll be sweet to see if I could, if Jesus does take him, he'll be awfully surprised what he'll step into. And you know what? I'll be awfully surprised what I'll step into by the grace of God. Don't you think I've ever even thought or imagined or has even entered into my heart or anything what God has prepared for them that love Him. So thank You, Jesus. Don't have anything cornered there except by His grace He's causing me to submit to it. But see, we are dead and hid. We are as He is. Think about this. We are just as safe as Jesus Christ. Now come on, I'm telling you. You're seated with Him there. You're the new creation. Can you imagine that? I was reading through and the Lord again kept dealing with me about that. Son, you are just as safe as I am. You are just as secure as I am. You are just as seated in the heavens in me as I am. That's where you truly are. Don't think you have something to praise Him about again every day. What a wonder in the very presence of God. And that is amazing. And then again, why do we fear? That's the perfect love. When I can realize in that realm where I'm going to be by the grace of God, and that I am in that realm right now, that's the perfect love that's going to cast out all fear. It's gone. That's faith. Isn't that amazing? It is. You're feeling bad about what you're worrying about, aren't you? Huh? I do. Don't have anything to worry about. Takes care of those birds, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. He does. Feeds them. Clothes that lily and does all those things just perfectly. You know? Hmm? You know, I have to tell you, I was watching a show. I got watching a lot of things. God gave me a lot of sweet thoughts this week. But last night, I like watching about them animals. I'm sure you do too. And actually, I think it was a little bit this afternoon too, before I came to church. I had to lay there because my eyes were all dilated today. So I was watching that about those animals. And the Lord showed me about those bumblebees. They're born. And you know, that's, they said they're the hardest working. I don't know if you caught that show. They're the hardest working animal there, or you know, creation that there is. Yeah. And when they're born, they just start working, and they start doing the cleaning the wax, and then building the wax, and then they go out and get the honey, and they do all these different things, and it's wonderful. And so what had happened was, it kind of moved along, and it showed all these different animals. And you know, I got to thinking. I said, you know, Lord, those things weren't even had to be taught anything. They just did what they're supposed to do, didn't they? You heard me say this the other day, but again, how God will speak it to you. And He even took this a little bit further, sister. It was sweet. And I saw that they were just born and they knew exactly what to do. They knew exactly how to do it. And then, you know, they showed a mammal and, you know, they showed the little this little antelope out there. And, you know, it was pretty looking helpless and everything. And the mom licked it a bit. And then mom starts walking around and says, hey, baby, you better get up and walk because I ain't going to stay here because I'm not going to be lunch for two. Hmm? And it's the truth. And there gets that baby up. Didn't have to be taught how to walk or anything like that. And went right over and started nursing on that mom. Didn't show how to nurse it. Just did exactly what it's supposed to do. Human beings. We are totally helpless. Completely helpless. We don't know anything. If you took one of us and put us in a room when they're born, you know, it's over. Now, you could say that with maybe the baby gazelle and all that. I understand that. But even after you fed it a little bit and all that, completely helpless. The most helpless creation. Why do you think God did that? Be completely reliant upon Him. That's what He was just telling me again and again. Faith like a child. I want to have a faith like a child. That, Lord, You are my complete dependency. Absolutely. Just that You're my complete sufficiency. Praise God. But see, we are dead and hid in Him. We are above all the principalities and powers we read. Given the very ability to fight the good fight of faith and daily victory upon victory over Satan, over this world. To appear with Him in glory as a bride adorned someday by His grace is what we're looking for. A light that's going to shine throughout the ages that He can give us. Knowing this, may God help us to take our place. Again, we are holy. You're holy. You couldn't be any more holy. We are righteous by the grace of God. Couldn't be any more righteous. All things are ours and they're ours now. And when we embrace and believe and live to Him, our lives here become heavenly. They become heavenly. I truly sometimes stand in awe of the man of God that Christ is working in my life. And I'm not saying that to boast or anything. I just stand in awe. I'm sure you do too. Because you sit there and you say, that ain't me. Why are you doing that? You're going to trust God for that situation? I remember a couple years ago you couldn't do that. Huh? It's stand in awe of the man and woman of God He's building in your life. That's the one thing about this life that does just so thrill me, is I can watch that even in my own life. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. So precious. I just so thank You. Search me, O Lord. Know me. My thoughts. Everything. You already do. Try me. If there's any evil or wicked way in me, search it out. Yeah. I think we're on there. I think we're on that path by the grace of God. Hallelujah. I can see lots of eyes with doves in them. Thank You, Lord. But in faith we can grow into this more and more, our citizenship, to appreciate our appointment that we've been placed in the heavens, seated together with Him in glory. And there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. I don't care what my critics say. I don't care what your critics say. If you're a child of God, you are going to be like Him. Now, are we going to be grown up unto Him? That's the challenge by the grace of God that He puts before us. Okay, let's go on to verses 5. Lord willing, we'll read through 9. Mortify therefore your members, which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, that's viciousness, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. So here we are now. Mortify them. Reckon them dead. Discard them. Leave them. Flee. Turn away from even the very appearance of evil. What do you think? Coming down to environment, brothers and sisters, where are we going to be? Where are you living? That's the whole thing. We going to live to Him? I'm seeing it more and more. I've heard these things all my life. And I'm sure I'll say it maybe even tomorrow. Lord, I just didn't even see that, did I? It's not, in a sense, just environment of where I'm putting myself into with my friends and different things. But I hope you understand, that's the choice of living heavenly every day. That's the choice by the grace of God if I'm going to trust Him that morning getting up. Boy, I'll tell you, when you have a problem in the morning, trusting Him for something, got something hanging on you, get in the Word of God. Don't go saying that, well, that coffee's going to wake me up, or I need breakfast and that'll get me going today. Get the Word of God. Get the Word of God. Get on your knees. And not just reading it. Ask the Holy Spirit by the grace of God to fill your life with it, believing that He will work the effectual power of that Word of God in my life. Yes, that I can go into fight the good fight of faith. That I can fight with the enemy because I have the full armor of God. But notice here it says that these are traits. These are members. And I was thinking the members just like a club. Well, welcome to old club world. You know, instead of a membership of golf and instead of a membership of tennis, you've got a membership of fornication. That's illicit sexual intercourse. Uncleanliness. That means morally polluted. Inordinate affection means lust of the physical. It's kind of getting worse and worse as we read through this. Evil concupiscence. That's the mental sexual deviant that we can become. Covetousness here is talking about the power of sensual over the life. And then finally, the idolatry is when the flesh is completely in control. This is the life that completely ends up with and worships and yields to the power of the flesh. It was then, brothers and sisters, it was in a place called Sodom and Gomorrah rampant. And it's here today. And the Word of God points this out very clearly in a number of places. We're going to go to another text and for a read as well too. But our flesh is weak. It's very weak. And as we were talking again on Sunday, one thing leads to another. It usually does. One godly thing leads to another godly thing. Isn't that wonderful? That's the beautiful thing about the Lord. And that spirit, I'm going to tell you, is so willing. But where are we going to live? What are we going to believe? Are we going to believe God for the empowerment to deliver me completely? I do believe He can. I do believe He will. I do believe by the grace of God He is going to search me and He's going to try me. And He's going to try the weakest things and parts of my life because He wants a thing called a full overcomer. Nothing short. He wants a full overcomer to be produced out of my life. That's the beauty of our Lord. He's searching for the best by the grace of God of Him in each one of us. But again, this is the epitome of the world today, these traits we are talking about. You can't tell me. And I'm telling you, I understand what's going on in a lot of ways. You turn on your channels and you look at the music that's out there today. Even more so. I didn't think it could get any worse. I remember in college laughing. Probably shouldn't have been partaking in a lot of it, but laughing to think how awful this is. How in your face, disgusting, this vileness, talk about evil concupiscence, sexual, illicit, deprived, whatever it was. I didn't think it could get any worse. It's beyond. And it's not funny, but it's just unbelievable. But the evil of man is going to wax worse and worse. The Bible told us that. And this is just so in your face. And there's a part, again, the devil is, he's a sly creature. And there's a part of our world that goes after that. In a big way. There's a part of Christianity that goes after that. Go read the Corinthians. Know your Bibles. I want to know mine. I want to know it more all the time. But then there's the ones that will get caught into self-righteousness too. Say, well, I don't have a problem with that. Well, we're going to read about those people here in about one or two verses. Sin, sin. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. What is faith? Faith is the Word of God. Whatsoever is not of the Word of God is sin. Again, it just brings me back to being very humble with the Lord. I need you. I need you in my life. I need you to get through it by the grace of God and to grow in your grace and knowledge. That I can stand with you and rule and reign. Praise Him. Let's go over to Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through 32. And I believe Brother John Hill will get there and really lay this out for you. But this is talking about the apostasy of the Gentiles here. And I think it goes very well with what we just read. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts. See, God deals with you so long. He just does. There's times. Everything's got a time. Everything's got a season. God's dealing with you now. He's dealing with me now. He wouldn't have us here this evening if He wasn't dealing with us in a mighty way. And He deals with us every day. But don't turn from Him by the grace of God. And this especially talking to the world. To dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And this is why they dishonored. This is why they went this way. Who changed the truth of God into a lie. That's the downfall of man. That's the man's philosophy that's going on right now. That's what's saying, well, we're multi-denominational. Huh? The beginning? Maybe it's one of the ends. I don't know. Many paths, many faiths. Oh, come on. You can't say that there's just one. If you believe the Bible, there is. There's just one way. And they worshipped and served the creature. See how selfish we get? Listen to that. More than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Let me tell you something. Even in history, whether it's Sodom or Gomorrah, whether it was the Roman Empire, it destroys the family. And that's what's being destroyed today. And it's destroying the family of God. You don't hate the person. You don't. God died for everyone. These people that get out there and go to different funerals and this type of thing, they're nuts and they're being led of the devil. God is love. But in that love, by His grace, we stand in defense of the gospel. And Jesus didn't come and cramming things down people's throats. He didn't even come and show too many miracles after a while, did He? He said, I'll just show you that I am, in case you didn't know. But it's His love. And it's His word. And it's His gospel that He's after in those people and in us. To be followers of that. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. But even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate, a completely corruptible mind, to do those things which are not convenient. Even nature, you watch these little animals. Don't know how they would continue to have babies if they're all homosexual. Huh? But sin is sin. Remember that, folks. Please remember that. Okay? This isn't about this tonight. I don't know why, in a sense, it comes up. But God's going to take it where He wants it to be. But, see, we're going to be tried no matter in different things in our bodies. And we're all going to have different weaknesses. We are. Okay? A lot of people say, oh, that's not a weakness. Yeah, that's a weakness. Just a weakness. It's like if you're an unfaithful husband. You got a weakness, and it's sin. But you know what? God can take care of it. And you may have more of a tendency for alcohol than somebody else. But God can take care of it. He can. I may have more a sense toward anger in my life to lash out at people. But God can take care of that. I might have a more propensity to worry, to be jealous. All of those different things. To cause discord among the brethren. And that's even something that God says He hates. Huh? That God could take care of it. And how He's encouraged me, brother, is He says, you know what, can't you tarry just a little while longer for me? Just a little while longer. And I'm praying for you at the right hand of God. That gives me comfort. That gives me strength by the grace of God to know He's for me like that. But here we go, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God. See, we just get to it. See, you get all this going in your life, you just take God, because you're not living. God is love. This isn't love. This coming out of your life, it can come out of a Christian life. A Christian that's not yielding to God. Christian that's not building faith in their life. Haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Can you imagine they threw that in, kids? It's right there listed with them. And shame on us parents when we don't correct our children who are disobedient. One thing leads to another. Do you see, this is still love? I hope you understand that. And it's not me, it's God. See, this can be in love. This also can be taken in condemnation, couldn't it? But God is love. What shall separate us from the love of God? Nothing. But there's a better way. There's a worshiper that's out there by the grace of God that He's after. And I believe a worshiper, by His grace, is going to continue to have their lives purified. Not that we're perfect by any means, don't get me wrong. This isn't about being self-righteousness and legal. This is about the full grace of God working in our lives. Divine grace. Grace that can make me somebody I'm not. Without understanding, covenant breakers. Without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Who knowing the judgment of God, this is where you finally get to, folks, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. I turn on my TV and I look at folks anymore, and I see the pleasure that they have in defying God. I do. And I'm getting excited, because I know it's about time. you ever thought that Jesus wasn't going to be coming soon, you're missing it. You're missing it. I believe it's about time. It's about time to blow in so many different ways. But verses 6 and 7 in Colossians, it goes on to say that God's wrath is coming. And it's going to be poured out upon men. And it's going to be poured out upon these children. But as Paul writes, you Christians also walked in these when you lived in them. And I appreciate that, because when you live in them, you'll walk in them. Did you hear me? As Christians, if we live in these types of environments, when we put ourselves in these types of situations, we're going to walk in them. Yep. You're going to be in the circle of backbiters, you're going to be a backbiter. Going to go get in the gossip for them, going to be a gossiper. Drinking for them, going to be a drinker. It's just going to be that way. God still love you? Absolutely. God still faithful to your life? Absolutely. But does He want us to be living like that? No. He wants us to be a full overcomer. Okay? By His grace, you'll overcome something, then He'll show you another weakness in your life to overcome. Huh? Keeps you humble. Hallelujah. Keeps you needy. Praise Him. But He's commending us and further instructing us that we are a new creation. Again, the seed is incorruptible, and in Him we stand perfect. In these first few, by His grace, you notice He says to these Colossians that in these times ye also walked in them when ye lived in them. But now you are also put off all these. Okay? But now He goes on to this second part. See, God doesn't stop with us until we're done. God's desire is the very power of God completely over our life, a full overcomer. Christ in me, the hope of glory, standing perfect and complete in all the will of God. So now here we go on verses 8 and 9. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Ouch. That first part was pretty easy. Huh? Now this part, man. It had to be somebody who just co-wrote it or something there, huh? God really want that out of my life? He does. Yeah. He wants it all out of there. Okay? But it's love again. See? When you approach it in the love of God and Him working this in your life, you'll realize by His grace, it's not going to be of your works. It's not. It's not going to be anything that you could do to get this. It's yielding. It's understanding and believing in faith that, Lord, I am sensing this anger, or I'm sensing this viciousness. But immediately, by His grace, I know the Word of God and it's working effectually in me. And I can hit my knees at that moment and I can say, Lord, take it from me. Deliver me from it. Yeah. You know, I've heard about a lot of people forgiving people, you know, especially in the news. And it hit me again about, you know, they killed my somebody in my family and this. And, you know, we've forgiven them. And some of them, I believe, are, you know, true Christians. But a lot of it that I hear, it kind of hits me a little bit. And naturally speaking, I've seen people forgive. But forgiveness that's not in love and compassion doesn't get it done, does it? Because we're to forgive like who? Like Jesus Christ. And when He forgave, it had compassion. It had love. It wasn't just kind of forgetting the thing and just, okay, I'll leave it alone. It was compassion and love that replaced it. There was a bond. It wasn't just a separation from it. Love bonded it. That's the difference. I really do believe that. I believe that God is showing me something in that with my life. Is it's not just forgiveness and forgetting. It truly is this outreach and pouring of love toward that person. For myself as well as that person. Praise God. So amazing. But in Christ, again here, everything can be new. The Word tells us that we can be changed from glory to glory, even into the very image of Him. If our all on the altar is laid, if we completely surrender to Him, He will completely fill and dwell in us. On the other hand, whatever we hold back will always remain worldly. I hope you heard that there. Whatever you'll ever hold back from God will always remain worldly. And in studying this, I thought about how so many months the Lord has kind of encouraged me again and again and again about how people compartmentalize their life. You heard me say that. Well, I'm going to be like this here, and I'm going to be like this here, and I'm going to be this here. Find yourself in God. Find yourself. Everybody's out on this journey anymore, aren't they? Try to find myself. I'm finding myself. And find yourself in God. Because see, in faith, in this word, we can conquer. The fight is to believe who we are. That's the fight, is to believe who you are in Him. And again, the power that rests in us for Him to become fully manifest in our lives. The fullness of God. It's going to be complete submission. It's going to be complete humility. And again, it comes back to that wonderful verse that Brother Hill said so many times. Break up the fallow ground. When we're hard towards things in our life, towards God, it's never going to work the water in the soil. The Word is never going to work down in those places. If the water doesn't get down in those, you'll see fields, I hunt them all the time, and you'll see, and they have those beautiful rows, and they're just, you know, they hit all the, here's the little sprouts coming up, and you know the little winter wheat, and that type of thing. But then you'll see, you know, maybe a little section or something like that, just all dead. Hard. I actually try to walk over on that ground because I don't sink in it all the time as I'm walking through. But it didn't get the water. You can just see it. Sprinkler missed it. Something was broken. And it was barren. And that section didn't produce. It didn't yield the fruit that it could have yielded. We had that wonderful study by His grace of some 5, some 10, and some 100-fold. By the grace of God, let's be 100-fold. We're already here. We're running. So let's run well. I don't like the limp. I don't like hip pointers, knee aches, all those different things. By His grace, I want to run well. And then whatever He wants to throw out there by His grace, He'll get me over it. What do you think? That's the Lord we serve. Sweet time. Let's pray. Thank you again, dear God, for Your Word. We thank You for Your goodness to us, Lord. We just pray that this again will open up more and more to us. And in spite of our humanness and kind of the foolishness of preaching in a lot of ways, that's what You've chosen, Lord Jesus. And we just trust You and ask that it would work in love in our lives, that we would take this and take it kindly and effectually from You. We thank You for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen.